Fakir Yerushalmi, corresponding to Fakir Bavli, Daf Kof Dalet, the beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches and Adais, the beginning of the fourth Perek, Perek Arusa. Arusa v'shemeres Yavam, v'lei shoysa, v'lei noteles, k'suba, sh'ne'emar, asher tiste, isha, tachas isha, v'nitma, but la Arusa v'shemeres Yavam. And Arusa, which is a wife between Kedushin and Nesuin, or shemeres Yavam, means she's awaiting Yavam, does not drink or receive a k'suba. The pasuk says, "Asher tifte isha tachas isha v'netma," that the woman who is rebellious while with tachas isha, living with her husband, and she became defiled, and this excludes an arusa and a shemeres yavam who are not yet living with her husband. Aman l'kain galu gush v'chalus l'kain hediot mamzeres and nesin liyisal basisol l'mamzer l'nosin v'sheses v'le'netelis k'suba. A widow married to a kohen gadol, a divorcee or chalutza, who did chalitza, means a woman who did chalitza, who then married a regular kohen, a mamzeres, or Nesina is one of the seven Canaanite nations married to Yisrael, or Bas Yisrael married to a mamzer or nasin, who does not drink or receive a ksuba. The Gemara says, Yeshkena, since an arusa does not receive a ksuba, this shows that kinui took effect. Since she's not excluded from kinui, he should be mashkeher. There's a kasuv he revia ish es ishtoi el akoyen. The answer is no. It's a there's a kasuv. The pasuk says, and the man will bring his wife to the koyen. Ishtoi connotes a woman who is nesua to him. Velo yikne la, or if so, he should not be able to be mekaneher. The Torah amra v'kines ishtoi, v'kines ishtoi afilu mikzas ishtoi. The Torah said though v'kines es ishtoi and repeat v'kines ishtoi. An exclusion after an exclusion comes to include means even a partial wife. We should say now, Masisin Deloi, Kabeis Shammai, Kabeis Shammai Omim, no teles Ksubasa, and Beishosa. Amish is unlike Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai say that if a Sota's husband dies, she receives a Ksub and doesn't drink. They consider it a doctrine as if it was collected. Also here, since she cannot drink, she should receive a Ksuba. Amr of Yosi, Tamon, Taimaihu, to Beis Shammai, say Omeris, Hevili, Bali, Vani Shoisa, Vamhacha Yodas, Paisa, She'ena Usa Shoisa, Vamechnisa, Avsman, Mithafik, and Rubaze, Vishu, the place of the Mixabasa. Yosi rejects that. He says there, Beishamai's reason is that she can say, give to me my husband, I'll drink. However here, she knew that an Usa cannot drink. Why does she enter herself into this great suffix in order to forfeit her Mixaba? Vida, boy, command the same of Tamon, Rekines Ishtoi, Rekines Ishtoi, Afila Mixas Ishtoi, the Kavasar Tachas Isheich, Afilu Mikzas Isheich. Rida asks, well, just like you say there, Bikines Ishtoi twice includes even a partial wife, you should say similarly, Tachas Isheich includes even a partial wife, because also that phrase is repeated. Eich Avida, what is the law of Kinoi Ibn Arusa or Shemeres Yavam? Kinala Oida Arusa, the Kansal in Istra, Mashko Isa al Kinoyov. If he was Mekanaha while she was an Arusa, and he did misnomer with her, and she was then secluded, he has mashka her based on his kinui. Kinala oida shemeres yavam, mekansa v'nistua, mashka isa al kinuyav. If he was mekanaha while she was a shemeres yavam, and he married her through yibam, and she was secluded, he has mashka her based on his kinui. Kinala oida arusa, she said v'nistua, mekansa, v'yadabat, teitsa v'ksubasa v'imlav, teitsa v'lekasuba. If he was mekanaha while she was an arusa, and she was secluded, and he did yibam, and she was secluded. If he knew of her seclusion before he didn't sue in, she's divorced and gets a ksuba. Because this Yerushalmi holds that one can pardon kinui even after the seclusion. Making a sue in shows that he pardoned it. And if he says that he didn't, he must divorce her and pay a ksuba. If not, she's divorced and does not get a ksuba because it was a mekach tois. Kinala, bala, or mace, the nafal of me'ayavam, the pansal of istra, mashko isa al kinui. If her husband was mekana and he died, and he fell in front of the Yavam, and he married her, and she was secluded with that man she'd been warned against. He's mashkeh her based on his brother's kinui. Lekinela, bala, umeis, v'nafla, lifnei Yavam, lekinela, lehistik, lechneif, adjameis, v'nafla, lifnei achiv, ena mashkeh isa, lehnafla, le elamachmas, achiv, oishin. Her husband was not mekaneh her, and he died, and she fell in front of the Yavam, and he was mekaneh her, and before he did yibum, he died, and she felt a yibum to his brother, and he's not mashkeh her, because she felt him only due to his first brother, and his first brother was not makameh her. אבל אם כן אלא היבם מקנסה ומיץ ונפל לפני היבם מקנסה ומיסטרה משקה איסה כי נהוד את היבם was Mekanah and entered and married her and he died. And she fell in front of the second Yavam and he entered and he did Yivam with her and she was secluded then. He is Mashka based on the first Yavam's Kinoi since she fell from him. Amantaninan, Ainanis is a Kinoi Shaini Ruya Yivolid, Loi Shaisa Vulay Metelef Ksibasa Shinemal, Unaksa Venizra Zera, Aruya Lazia Zera, Azuzusha and Ruya Lazia Zera. Mishnah says an idleness or a zakena, an older woman, does not drink or receive her ksuba, because it says, v'nigza v'nizra zera, one who is proper to bear children. This excludes such people here who are not proper to bear children. Ativun hari almona, l'kain godl hari hi ruia l'azir zera. A widow to a kain godl is proper to bear children, yet she doesn't drink. Shnihi d'chsiv v'lichal ozari ba'amot. Yon says, she's different because it says, and he shall not profane his offspring amongst his nation, her children from the halolim, they are not proper zera. Taman tanina, mamza poisul amachol keitzad, achahu amachin. The Gemara asked him a Mishnah there, a mamza can disqualify his grandmother from truma, if she's a baskoyin, widowed from a yisol, and her children died, or permits to eat if his grandmother's a bas yisol, who married a koyin. Which shows that a mamza is called zera, and here you say this. Amavitan chuma, taman, vazera ein la, mikam machoim, bamhacha, zera kosher, loy zera pasol. But the Chumash answers that there it says the zera ein la at all means even pasul zera is called zera. However, here it refers to kosher zera and not pasul zera. I'm a beauty of a bun klum hamayin boim el hatira lebeisa. Rezu kaven shasura she say oim elai hotse. A beauty of a bun gave a different answer. The water comes only to permit her to her husband. This widow to a kohen gadol, since she's anyway forbidden to him, then we tell him to divorce her.